Blog Talk Radio.
And followers and supporters
of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just thank those of you that were able to tune in tonight. I kind of brought it up a little early, you know, so everybody wouldn't be ready to go to bed when I come on. And so I just thank those of you that so graciously tuned in on tonight. And I know that God got a blessing engraved with your name on it. And so I want you to get comfortable, get your slippers on. I want you to get your sip and your chip and your dip. And I just want you to get comfortable, get your cushion to position your posture, and just help me to edify the divine word of God. And so before we go into any further ado, I would ask those of you, we're going to acknowledge God, the one and the only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to go down in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, we know that this world is not our home, but you have for those that are living according to your command a mansion that lies in wait, God. Hallelujah, that not built by the hand of man, God, but you are the builder, God. And until you come and rapture us away, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this bad land. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint, hallelujah, these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. I'm asking you, graciously, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the penury of their souls. Hallelujah. These and other blessings, hallelujah, we're placed at your feet, God. And we give you, name, the glory, honor, and all the praise. These and other petitions we ask in your Son, Jesus' matchless, marvelous name. And we all should say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock. Hallelujah. And I know that the clock is now ticking away. But I will try to get as much in as God allows. Hallelujah. And so I'm just not going to, you know, be aggressive tonight. I'm just going to kind of be down, low key. So whatever God give me to give to you, that's what I'll do. Hallelujah. And I know that, you know, during this Christmas holiday, it's been a joyous occasion for some, and it's been a sad occasion for others. And I just want you to know, those of you that have lost loved ones during this time, I want you to know that my condolences go out to you and your family, and my prayers are with you. And I know that God can heal your broken heart, and God can heal your wounds. I know that. Speaking from experience, I can't talk on nothing that I have no knowledge of. And I won't dare to talk on anything that I have no knowledge of. I just say, well, you know, Overseer Ward don't know anything about that. But that I have knowledge of, I can share with you. And I know death has knocked at my door numerous of times and just, you know, extracted family members of my immediate family, my mother, my father, my husband, my siblings, and the list just go on and on. So, like I said, I will send my prayers up to you and your family. Those of you that have lost your mother, I have a pastor, Pastor Turner. And if you're listening on tonight, my prayers go out to you. You just lost your mom. And then I think you lost a brother week before that. You just lost your mom. And then you lost your brother. And then you lost, I think, nephew or cousin that had gotten shot down. So my prayers and my heart go out to you. And when you weep, my heart weeps with you. Each individual that listened to this podcast broadcast on tonight, my prayers and my heart go out to you, you and you. And may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go now on into our program. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight is Worthy is the Lamb. And we know, as saints of God, as disciples of God, as pilgrim of God, and as I call you, as journey men and journey women of God, we know that God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we know that when we lose a loved one, they are our heroes. And so we say that another hero has fallen from grace. Young people are falling in the streets. Children seek safety, we know, in the arms of their parents and their mothers and their fathers. And their mothers, hallelujah, are faint, hallelujah, with the awesome path of simply surviving. Hallelujah, and asking the question, is there anyone who can see and understand the plight of my father's children? Is there no prophet who fills the emptiness with the voice of God saying, stop the madness? Is there no prophet to heal my people? Is there no one to feel their pain? We come to find out, hallelujah, that every generation needs hope. Every generation needs a guiding light for starless nights. Hallelujah. John the Apostle saw through the eyes of faith that there was one who was worthy. Hallelujah. There is one who holds the apostles rolled up in the scroll. Hallelujah. When no man could be found, behold, the Lamb of God appeared to open the seal. The Lamb of God suffered death to take away our sins, our curse, and our fear. Jesus Christ, we know, is worthy of our praise and adoration yesterday, today, and forevermore. There was and is and ever shall be Jesus. He alone is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way. We know he is the way. He is the truth, and he is the light. Read into the law of John 14:6. Brothers helping brothers and sisters helping sisters. God help us to help each other see him. And our prayer on tonight is, Lord, help me to envision my future through grace and not through failures of my past. Assure me of your unconditional love. In spite of my weakness, I accept my redemption by faith. You alone are worthy to be praised. Allow me to grow in the shadow of your strength, that I may be a loving example of what faith and love and truth in you can provide. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know that our key scripture is coming from the law of Revelation 12, I'm sorry, Revelation 5th chapter and the 12th verse. And it reads like this, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know time flies when you're having fun. This place we know has no basis in fact, but the spirits make it seem true. We know that when life is pleasant, time passes all too quickly. Give me a task that I enjoy or a person whom company I love, and time seems irrelevant. My experience of this reality has given me a new understanding of the scene described in Revelation 4. In the past, when I considered the four living creatures seated around God's throne, who keep repeating the same few words, I thought, what a boring existence. I don't think that anymore. I think about the scene they have witnessed with many eyes, as verse 8. I consider the view they have from their position around God's throne. Hallelujah. I think of how amazed they are at God's wise and loving involvement with wayward earthlings. Then I think, what better response could there be? What else is there to say but holy, holy, holy? Is it boring to say the same words over and over? Not when you're in the presence of the one you love. Not when you're doing exactly what you were designed to do. Like the four creatures, we were designed to glorify God. Our lives will never be boring if we're focusing our attention on Him and fulfilling that purpose. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God, three persons. Hallelujah. Blessed the Trinity. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that I would suggest you to compile yourself what I call a joy list. And begin looking each day for the moment of laughter, for the moment of satisfaction and joy. And his list began to grow. Any joy list that we compile would no doubt include many references to the presence and power of Jesus Christ. No matter what our circumstances, joy is his gracious gift to all who trust him. We know that even as Jesus faced the cross, he looked beyond his agony to the glad result of his sacrifice. He told his disciples, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. That's found in the book of John 15 and 11. So I would ask you, why not begin your own joy list today? Hallelujah. It can be a good reminder of the Lord's faithful love and the gladness of heart he brings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, we'll read now into the law of 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. And this will be our final scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. We all will unveil face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. That's found in the law of 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. And we know that that scripture teaches that as a Christian, we are to be like mirrors. And Paul said, hallelujah, that our faces are not to be veiled. We know that this is logical. No one installs a mirror and then takes a curtain over it. We know that a color mirror would not fulfill the purpose of reflecting the object before it. But in the law of 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are described as beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. When we behold his glory, we will be transformed into the same image. That is the likeness of Christ. We may wonder why we are still so far from being like Christ in our thinking and behavior. Hallelujah. Perhaps this question will help. Whose life do we mirror? God's people must reflect God's glory. To do that, we must make it our habit to behold his glory. We must read and meditate on his word. We must pray and trust God, Holy Scripture. Trust God, Holy Spirit, to work in our lives. Only then and only then can we obey his commands and depend on his promises. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, may our walk and service be an image bright of things above as we reflect the unity of Father and Son and Spirit's love. We know that the face is a mirror of a heart. Do people see Jesus in yours? And in ending, I hope and I pray that I have said something to magnify your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petition, you would ask that the ship of Zion go down in prayer on your behalf. Hallelujah. You are encouraged to send your prayer petitions. Hallelujah. And your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Make your correspondent attention. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. 95020. Until we meet again across these airways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, bye for now. I'll allow the music to take the service conclusion.
Down at your throne, oh, Lord, come. saints, we have called on God, and He answered prayer. Faithful and never changing, He was always there. Through the good times and tribulations, He heard our tears and groans. So we lay our hopes before Him now. Thank you.
people.